Aleishu Chelik Beis Daf Reish Ein Hei, the seventh pad. The pasuk in Parashas Shemois Vayhi Bayomim Hoheim Vayigdal Moshe Vayetzei Lecho Vayar Besivlo Yisom. Moshe Rabbeinu grew and he went out to see the suffering of his brethren. Rashi comments there from Chazal Nosan Einav Veliboy Yois Meitzer Elehim. It's difficult to translate literally. Yeah, he saw and he felt. He empathized. The author says, "Gam biyoshvoi b'armon paroi haya Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom yachol yisbonen b'tzarasam shel echav." He could have contemplated the suffering of his brethren while sitting in the palace of paroi. Aval hu yatsa alehim. He rather went out kederois bechush b'sivlei sam in order to see tangibly their suffering. V'chen b'milchemes Amalek, similar example, the milchama of Amalek in Beshalach, Al Roish HaGiva, Moshe Rabbeinu ascended the top of the hill, v'yispalel sham al Yisrael. That's where he davened for the victory of Klal Yisrael. Gam sham haya yechol yispalel b'seich oholoy. There too, he could have stayed within his tent and davened there. V'yisrael yad'u b'vaday sh'yispalel alehim. Yisrael would have known with certainty that he is davening. אבל הוא עלה דווקא לגבעה שמשם ראה את המלחמה. He specifically chose to climb the hill. From there he could see the war unfolding. וגם ישראל ראו ידיו מרומות לשמיים. And conversely, בני ישראל could see his hands lifted up to שמיים. באופס הזיין ברמב"ן שם בשלח שביעי. כי תפילה מתוך ראייה חושיס על מה מספללים היא תפילה מעומקא דליבה. When a person davens having seen, literally seen tangibly what one is davening for, it induces tefillah from the depths of the heart. Uriyas Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom bisfilasei chizka Yisrael harbe yoser. See Moshe Rabbeinu davening at the top of the hill strengthened Bnei Yisrael much more mashe yedi'ah shu mispalel b'sechol hayom than the knowledge, the mere knowledge that he's davening within his tent. Those are the examples. Mikan binyan av lechol inanei ben adam lachaveroi. This is a prototype, it's a principle that we're learning from here, applicable to other inyanim of ben adam lachaveroi. Lo yedai lishmo merachoik mitzarasei shel chaver. It's not enough to hear from afar, to hear news of some friend's difficulties. Ela yesh laleches lirayisoi. It is much better to go and see. In Rashi's words, lo seis lev lios meitzer alav. We would say to empathize, to be moved. Zeh yesoide shel mitzvas bikur cholim v'nichum avelim. This is really the mitzvah of bikur cholim, to go there, to be present, v'nichum avelim. Tefila acheresi shemispalelim al chole sheshamu alav. It's different. It's a different tefila when a person davens for a patient that one has heard about, v'al chole sheru sheshechev al eres devay. In contrast to a tefila of somebody that one has seen lying in bed. Ken eino doimei ma sheshomim al matzavoi shel adam lema sheroim oseh b'einayim. It's not the same what a person hears about a person's situation, what a person sees when you actually see it with your own eyes. Gam chacham gadoil sheshoalim ba'atzasoi ma la'aseis kedei la'kel al matzavoi shel adam ruchanius ubegashmius. Even a great chacham who's being asked for some advice, what to do in order to help some other person within ruchanius or gashmius, ti harbe pemim shona atzasei. Many times his advice will be different im reak shamais advarim, if he only heard about the situation, mehaitzau ilal biliboy kashiro esan mefanav, as opposed to advice that he would offer if he actually saw the person in front of him. דברים אלה שייכים לעבידת החסד ומידת נעשה באויל עם חברוי. So these words are relevant, of course, to עבידת החסד and the מידת נעשה באויל עם חברוי. ולמען השלמת עניין הסבוננוס, but because we are in the context of הסבוננוס and we want to complete it, we want it to be comprehensive, אנו חוזרים עליהם כאן. So we repeat it over here. ונקבע גם להם זמן של הסתמדוס כאן. So we're going to set aside an exercise over here. נשתדל בכל יום להסבוינן במצבו של חברוי. We will try every day to be מסבוינן, to reflect, to see, to gaze, to empathize with a situation of someone. לא שיש לב ועין להיות נושא באויל איתוי. Again, to pay attention, to see it, in order to be neiseh be'oil, in order to share the burden. Al-idei hisboinenus mitoch ria ushmia mashia, through hisboinenus, through literally hearing and seeing. The final vad, the eighth one, hakasha ba'avoidois hisboinenus, hi ha'hisboinenus be'atzmenu. The most difficult of the avoidois of hisboinenus is hisboinenus towards oneself, applying it to oneself. Ulai, perhaps, acharei shikdamu lislamed v'lisbonen ba'azulas, after everything we've done, applying hisboinenus to others, yakel aleinu lifnos el atzmenu, perhaps it'll be easier now for us to turn towards ourselves. Gam baze aleinu l'tzaref es ha'ra'iyah ve'es ha'shmi'ah. Here too, we have to combine hearing and seeing. Nir'es atzmenu ho'elechim, let's look at ourselves, see ourselves walking, yeshivim, sitting. Navchin bisnu osenu, to be alert, to be sensitive to our gestures. Unanse lilmoid ma'in omiris lanu, and try to learn, what do they tell us? Eize koichois ve'eze midois po'alim bahen, which subliminal forces, which psychic forces, which midois are active within us. Nishma es atzmenu medabrim, try to hear ourselves speaking. Objectively, from, so to speak, above oneself, from outside oneself, listen to oneself speaking. Al ma'anu medabrim, what do we speak about? Be'eze signoinu, what style of speech? El mid, to whom do we speak? Ume'eze koichois umidois adibur shelanu noveh, from what forces and midois does our speech stem? We're going to quote Sefer Yashar, Miyuchas Rabbeinu Tam. It's attributed traditionally to Rabbeinu Tam. Beshar Hei, b'moyifes ha-shmona asar al hasharas ha-nefesh. He's talking about the fact that the soul survives the death of the body. He writes, Anu ro'im ki ha-nefesh ish la da'as lilmoyit kol ha-sheyesh bo'ilam. The nefesh has the capacity, he calls it da'as over here, to learn. Ve'yesh lah da'as acheres, but there's another faculty, which we also call das, elyoinamizoi, above, more exalted than what we spoke about, the das which is capable of learning, asherebach teida atzma, it's the ability to know itself, the teida yedi asain, to know that it knows, the zoi das adas, we call it das of das, not just the ability to learn, but the ability to look at oneself and to know that one is learning, to know oneself. Through that, it is close to the Creator. When a person is born, he's like a behemoth. As he acquires knowledge, understanding, he has an advantage. He has a greater stature than a behemoth. If he really increases his knowledge and his wisdom, then he distances himself tremendously from the behemoth. Then his nefesh can ascend really great heights. It is involved, it is thinking about supreme things, and therefore it itself is very great. If it also concerns itself to think about the Creator, Tesif Mala, then it's another great level. V'im tiyeh das atzma, if his das knows itself, tachpil ma'alasach kama pavim, then it grows in stature many, many times over. Ki bedas atzma yodas adayis kulam, by knowing itself, it acquires more knowledge. Ki kol adayis kulolos besach ha-nefesh, because all knowledge is encompassed within the nefesh. That's the quotation. Muri v'Rabbi Agoyin Rabbi Yitzchak Kutner, Baal Pachad Yitzchak Posa. Along these lines, an anecdote. The Pachad Yitzchak once related, Ki pam yashav asaba mislobotka. Agoyin Rabbi Nassan Zvi Finkel, the alter mislobotka was once sitting, im talmidav hagdoilim. He was sitting with his great talmidim, v'yizchil harher bekoil, and he started contemplating aloud, thinking aloud, ha'neshama gdoila mimalochim. The neshama of a human being is greater, more exalted than the malachim. Nimitzai, therefore emerges, she'im yesh le'adam gilui be'atzmoi, if a person has some revelation of himself, if he discovers some insight into himself, gadoil gilui zeh migdoleyo, Then that revelation is greater than what we call Gilui Eliyahu, that Eliyahu appears to the person, because Eliyahu is, I suppose, at most like the Malachim, and if the Neshama is greater than Malachim, and he has a Gilui in himself, then it's a greater Gilui than Gilui Eliyahu. Says the author, Ach kama kasho l'agele ez Gilui shel emes al atzmeinu, but how difficult it is to achieve some true revelation about ourselves. Kama anu oyehavim l'ramois atzmeinu, we love deluding ourselves, ulatzdik atzmeinu b'chol ma'ashanu oyisim umdabrim v'choyishuvim, and to justify ourselves in everything that we do, say, and think. Afilu lo yikol lomed musar, not even every person who learns musar, mesugal yisachzer le'atzmo, is capable of being cruel to himself. Velikrea yisa masachama alpanam, to tear off the mask that he puts on his face, shiba umufir le'atzmo, the mask that he presents to himself. Gam esatenai harishon lechol yisbanuz be'atzmeinu kashelekeyem. Even the very first prerequisite for any form of self-reflection is difficult to fulfill. The who sha'a shel hisbedidus, times when a person is alone, solitude. Hare reiv bnei adam borchim habedidus. Most people avoid it, actively avoid any solitude. V'chashe pam ha'matzav koyfe alhem sha'a kazis. When, once in a while, circumstances force them into some solitude, hem argishim she'amum, they feel bored. Aval zeis nida, we should know this, ha-mishta'amem b'sha'a shel bedidus, a person who finds himself bored in a time of solitude, hu legamri rechok me'atzmo, he's totally distant from himself. Min ha'echach l'islamed b'isbonenus b'atzmenu, it is imperative to train ourselves, to exercise in reflection about ourselves, or into ourselves. L'shem ze nikach me'azman shelimud musa kol yom eser dakos, for this sake, we need to take away from one's seder of limud musar every day 10 minutes. Ufam achas b'shavua, ratzu b'shabbas, and once a week, preferably on Shabbos, nisboided im atzmeinu chatzi sha'a, to find solitude for half an hour. Gam behislamdus zeis niskashim o'i batechila. This exercise is exceptionally difficult initially. Ve'yavru yamim rabim ad shenisagel b'zeh. Many days will pass until we become accustomed to this. Uman says, "Echichil nafshenu." What can we do? It is imperative for our souls. Ve'inei Chazal hisiu lanu she'te'itzes linatzel mi'chet. Chazal gave us two pieces of advice to avoid chet. They're both from Pirkei Avos. Histakel b'shleisha dvarim ve'ein ata bah lidei avera. Reflect, gaze at three things, and you'll avoid an avira. Da malemale mimcha. Know what is above you. Ayin ri'a. Somebody is seeing. Ve'oizen shema'as. Hearing. Ve'chol ma'asecha ba'sefer nichtavim. And your deeds are recorded. That's in Pirkei Avos Perek Beis. Ve'shenis, the second piece of advice, histakel b'shloisha devarim ve'ein ata ba lidei avira. Again, reflect on three things. This is identical, and you'll avoid an avira. Da me'ayin basa, know where you came from. Ul anata hoylech, and where you're headed. Velifnei mi ata osi litein din vecheshboin, and before whom you are destined to give an accounting of everything you did. Me'ayin basa mitipa serucha. Ul an hata hoylech limkoim afar verima veseilea. ולפני מי אתה עושה לתן דין וחשבון, who are you going to give an accounting to, לפני מלך מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא. This is a Mishnah, Pirkei Avos, פרק ג'. ההסבוננוס במה שלמעלה מאיתנו. So the first Mishnah, למעלה ממך. Reflecting on that which is above us, מוסנס באמונה חושיס חזקה. The prerequisite for that is a strong, tangible אמונה, אשר בה עדיין לא יסקנו. We haven't yet dealt with that. It's more remote for us at the moment. Ha'istaklus ha'shnia, but the second one, contained in the Mishnah of Pirkei Avos Perek Gimel, Yeser Kirovayelen, it's closer to us. Vim anu ritzim lilmoid le'akiris atzmeinu. If we wish to learn to know ourselves, yesh lanu le'achnis gam istaklus zeis v'ischum ha'izboinanus. We need to bring this type of reflection into hisboinanus. Zoi ha'emes, the truth is, chayeinu hem chut dak, our lives are a thin strand, hanimtach ben leidav v'mavis, stretched between birth and death. Im anachnu ro'im es etzmenu tamid, rak ech shan umdim ba'emtza. If we always see ourselves as we are in the middle, somewhere in the middle, ברחוק שווה משני הקוטבים האלה, equidistant from these two poles, birth and death, לא נוכל לקבל תמונה אמיתית מעצמנו מחיינו. We will not be able to receive a true picture of ourselves and our lives. זאת נעשה איפה, and therefore to fulfill this mission, this is what we're going to do. אם כבר הצלחנו להכיר עצמנו כצס, if we know, if we've succeeded in knowing ourselves a little bit, עד שהתדמיס המעוותס ביוסף מעצמנו להסנפצס, to the point where at least the most distorted image that we have of ourselves has been shattered, ננסה להסלמד בהסתכלוס. We'll try to practice, have an exercise of הסתכלוס מאין בונו, reflecting on where we come from, ולאן הולכים, where are we going, ולפני מי אנחנו אחראים על כל מעשה, דיבור מחשבה שלנו, and before whom are we responsible for every deed, speech and thought of our own. עוד נחזור לעניין זה בעזרת השם בשער רביעי במערכת החיים. We will return to this concept right at the end. לסיומי של פרק זה נאמר, as conclusion for this chapter, we're going to say, כי ההסבוננוס היא מידס או ישרי של האדם. What we've called הסבוננוס is really the midah of wealth, inner wealth, richness of the person. מי שזכה למידה זה, a person who has earned this midah, נפתח לפניו עולם ומלואו להסבונן בו. What opens in front of him is an entire world in which to be מסבונן, לרדס לסוך עומקם של עניינים רבים, to be able to penetrate into the depth of many concepts, many things, matters, ושום דבר בעולם אינו פעוט מדי או גדול מדי להסבוננוס בו. Nothing in the world is then too trivial or too big for הסבוננוס. ומכולם יפיק הכרז דברים נפלאים. From all of them, the מסבוינן will derive insights. ומה דל ועני האדם הולך בעולמו כעיוור בלי הסבוננוס. How impoverished is a person walking through his world as a blind person without his הסבוננוס, אשר כל דברי העולם הגדול אינם אומרים לו כלום, to whom the entire world says nothing. ובו הוא יראה בסוף פרשת כי סבוי. The end of פרשת כי סבוי states, ושמרתם את דברי הברית הזאת, observe the words of this covenant, ועשיתם, or some do them, למען תשכילו את כל אשר תעשו. תשכילו is difficult. Usually it's translated as so that you will succeed in all that you do. Like David משכיל בכל דרכיו, that passage they cite. It's normally translated as an aspect of success. למען תשכילו את כל אשר תעשו. But obviously the word תשכילו here connotes some aspect of seichel. ותרגום ירושלמי, the תרגום ירושלמי translates, ותעבדון יסהוין, do them, that's the end of the passage, מן בגלל דסיסבויננון יסכול דמיסעבדין. Yerushalmi translates תשכילו more closely to the root of seichel, תסבויננון, so that you will apply סבויננוס to all that you do. הרי תכליס כל התורה כולה. We see here that the purpose of everything here היא להססנו למסבויננים בכל המעשים, to transform us into people who are מסבויננים in everything. די בזה לחזקנו. This is sufficient to strengthen us. דלא נשנא שימינח מידס הסבוננוס. Of course, paraphrasing the words of that we say after assume, that we shouldn't, נשנא שה literally to forget מידס הסבוננוס, not to be forgotten, not to detach ourselves from the מידה of הסבוננוס. עד כאן.